I'm not stopping to give them anything. Maybe a Buzz T-shirt.
Are you going to drive it a lot?
Not if I can help it. Not without a backup camera. I won't drive it again.
I wouldn't.
No. Or maybe, you know what I'll do? I may drive it over to Channel 7 and run it into something, and then they'll show them.
Drive up our parking garage.
Look,
good luck.
Bro, I know how to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Johnny in El Paso wants to talk to us, but we've got to do a couple of things here before we get to that. Plus, Big Baby stepped out for a minute. Alyssa Fox is here, and Rhett Thompson is here. We're talking about lacrosse, because what doesn't make you think of lacrosse like horse racing? I mean, I thought just a great transition. So we have talked a lot about it lately. Alex Collins, the crown jewel of the Razorbacks 2013 signing class, a lacrosse guy who is he's done okay on the football field too, I guess. So
yeah, absolutely.
We have an event going on this weekend. Is that right?
Yes, we do.
We do.
Talk to me about it.
It's our second annual Little Rock Lacrosse Fest. It's going to be the biggest lacrosse event ever in Arkansas. I don't know what the standard is, but it's the biggest one.
I guess we'd have to ask Harry King about that. He's covered a lot of lacrosse events over the years, but go ahead.
Yeah, so there's going to be about 26 teams, Shreveport, Edmond, Oklahoma City, Houston, Northwest Arkansas. We got a high school team, about over 500 kids coming down this weekend. We're going to play at Burns Park Saturday and Sunday, Saturday starting at 11, Sunday starting at 8 o'clock. Playing all day Saturday, about 8:30 we finish until 2 o'clock on Sunday.
You look at lacrosse as something that, I mean, it's such a great workout. It's fun for the kids to get out there. It's physical. I mean, it's a contact sport, definitely. Kind of talk about it, if no one's ever played before, or kind of curious about how to get involved and really, you know, start playing more consistently.
You know, it's a great sport, and you have a lot of coaches, especially from like the East Coast. It is the off-season football sport.
Definitely.
You know,
if you, and hockey.
Exactly. It definitely gets your cardio up, and it keeps you in shape. And they like for their players to do that above any other sport out there. And way to get involved, we've got spring sessions that are coming up here. That's going to be starting March 5th, and we're actually going to be having it at the War Memorial Stadium.
Really?
So we actually
get to play in the old lady.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
We rented it out for 2 months, and we're going to be practicing Tuesdays, Thursdays from 4:30 to 6, and our website, littlerocklacrosse.com. We've got signups there, and the great thing about this event this weekend is it's completely free to any families who want to check it out. We'll have both girls lacrosse and boys lacrosse.
Cool.
So they can come down and just kind of check it out and see if it's something that they, you know, might want to start picking up.
Absolutely. And you talk about Alex Collins down there in Florida. It's huge. And like you said, on the East Coast, it's growing everywhere. And I think this will definitely, an event like this weekend and a consistent schedule can help it build here in Arkansas, because really, if you haven't tried it out and if your kids are interested, it is so much fun to play.
You know, if you looked at Arkansas, if you looked at the region and the map, they've got lacrosse in Missouri, they've got it in Tennessee, they've got it in Louisiana, they've got it in Texas,
surrounding
Oklahoma.
It.
It's just a matter of time before it collapses in, and it's going to hit.
The time is now.
What's an age group that's typical, if there is one, for people to get involved in this?
We like around the age 8 to 10 is a great age to kind of pick it up, but we always encourage any age group whatsoever. You know, it is never too late to pick up the sport. Alex Collins, he started playing his senior year in high school down in Florida.
Really?
And there's a video actually on YouTube I had sent Justin, and he was just running all over guys.
What an athlete. And you know what's great about the sport, too? It's for guys and girls, too.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Yes. And we are open to both boys and girls for the spring sessions. We need to get our girls' numbers up. So any girls out there who are looking to get into the sport, we absolutely want to have them come out so that we can get them going. But we got a ton of boys.
Yeah, we run clinics year-round. We have summer camps coming up. We're going to try and get a travel team together. We got some tournaments. We're already looking to play in Memphis and Dallas and possibly New Orleans this summer if we can get a travel team. But we've had clinics fall, winter, spring, and then we'll have a couple camps in the summer too. So, yeah we definitely, the more the merrier.
What's a good number to reach you at if people want to know more about the camps, or if they want more information on this weekend? Or
The best way to reach us is you can send us an email, littlerocklacrosse@gmail.com, or you can give me a call. My number is 615-516-2627, and I can always answer any questions. Registration's online, so it's really simple. You don't have to mail us a check or anything. You can just use your credit card. And
Little Rock Lacrosse, I'm sorry?
At Gmail.
And lacrosse is such a fun sport, too, because – and if you don't
Did you
really
play lacrosse, our tough guy? Just say it.
I didn't really
play. You want to brag about your exploits?
I play with my friends. I never played, you know, like in a league or anything.
Organized,
like they
did,
but it's so much fun because – really, the rules, I mean, I could sit there and kind of cross-check you all day. I played a sport where there were rules, and you're confined within them. But this
you cross-checked me briefly, and it would only happen once.
Oh, you think so?
I think that's probably
knock
the case.
You out. Another thing that's fun about this sport is there's high scoring, and I think that's what a lot of people don't realize. It's tons of action, high scoring, where hockey and soccer, you know, it's low-scoring games and kind of lose interest. This is a high-scoring game. It's full of action.
You know, and I people ask me, they say, what sport do you equate it to? And I say basketball. Because unlike hockey or soccer, where the ball or the puck is randomly moving around, in lacrosse, when I have the ball, I have the ball. It's in my stick. And so when you set up around the goal, it's just like basketball. You're setting up, you're moving the ball around to try to find those shot opportunities.
Half-court offense.
You have cuts, off-ball movement. You're going ISO.
Is it screens?
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Screens.
I love that.
Yeah.
How do I get the ball from somebody that has it?
You basically use either your body or your stick to dislodge the ball.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can hit them. You can check them.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, yeah. That's the hockey aspect of it.
Okay, I dig that.
You can hit someone pretty hard.
Can you lay dudes out? I mean, is that...
Yeah. Absolutely. If there is a lot of body
Coach Fox over there going, you're darn right you can. If you want to play for me, you will. I like it. Okay. So we need an adult league.
Well, let's get the buzz in Channel 7. We'll
that would be funny.
A bunch of folks out there. You guys can help coach us a little bit and show us.
You better coach us a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And can you see Sully out there? He would run crazy.
Well, until he pulled a hamstring, and then he tried to come back too early from the injured hamstring, and then he'd pull it again. That's what happened last time we played softball. Together.
Really?
Yeah, it was ugly.
Oh, Sully.
It was black and blue for like a month. That was nasty.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Well, look. He'll
stretch before we go play lacrosse.
Age catches up to all of us, my friend, and tomorrow is promised to no man or no hamstring.
Boom.
Sully learned the hard way. Well, we appreciate y'all coming by here and stay dry on the way back out there. Hopefully, looks like the weather's going to be better this weekend if people want to come out and watch it. It's at Burns Park. Is there a particular...
We're in the soccer complex.
Okay.
We're on fields 1, 2, 16, and 17, which are actually really close to.
Okay, yeah, because it sounds like they're right on top of each other.
Yeah.
Or not. I appreciate y'all coming by, and good luck, and hit us up again when the league start?
Spring starts March 5th.
March 5th, okay.
Yep.
All
yep.
right, good deal.
And that's lacrosse season, spring. So.
When does Hendricks play?
We're playing our 4th and 5th game this weekend.
Okay, so you guys are already up and running. All right, good deal. Okay, we have good weather, too. All right.
Yep.
Well, appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We
Thank
are at Ideal Feet, Chris Kane, Justin Akery, and we are going to take a timeout. We'll be back, and we will visit with you about some other things. Coming up in our final hour, I think Matt Couch is going to pop in on us. Let me get Johnny, and I'll pass one here real quick. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, guys. First off, Jim Brown was noted as the best lacrosse player.